calls, please.
Hello? Yes, sir, Miss Prison.
The 4 o'clock had your program rerun, and she told me it was just great.
Oh, isn't that
said the best thing she's heard in the whole darn business, and finally somebody said something.
Well, God, that just makes me feel marvelous. Well, isn't that sweet? That I must say, that got me feel very good.
She was, just wanted me to let you know that.
Well, you're very kind. You're very thoughtful.
I'm not kind. Now, what then? I'm just saying the truth.
I'm going to keep it up.
Tell me how have your reaction's been since I talked to you earlier.
Haven't stopped. It's been incredible. Senlinger saw it last night, and he said...
what do you think of it?
He said he thought it was... He said he was very generous, but of course he...
No, what did he say?
He said he thought it was the best thing he'd seen yet on this.
Good.
On the Watergate defense, he said that, you know, what the public wants is to know that the president was not involved. And it was just at a... Just came home from a... Teamsters negotiating meeting. They're having their sessions right now. God, they all came running up to thank God and give them hell, and that's what we wanted to see and hear. So it's had its impact. The
good.
Papers around the country picked it up.
Did they?
Yes, sir. The only two that didn't are the Post and the Times.
Well, they didn't even pick up the that old story in the buggy.
Buggy, no. God.
They totally ignored it.
Well, the double standard, I just can't believe how outrageous they have been in their coverage of this. Horrible, horrible coverage.
Well, they're out to get the president, Chuck.
Well, that's what it is, and I said it. I got it in at the end hard, and I was just winding up, really, to let them have it when we ran out of
time.
Ran out of time when they get the president thing, but I'll get it on CBS.
Yeah.
They want to do a morning interview, and I'm negotiating, telling them the hell with that. I want an evening interview.
Sure.
If they want me to do it, I'll do it in the evening.
Sure. I absolutely don't do it in the morning. Never.
A few million people, not to...
That's right. You'll do it in the evening if they want you. You'll do it then. But my goodness, don't waste it in that morning audience. CBS doesn't have much of a morning audience anyway.
No.
NBC's got the audience.
The Today Show is not there, but that even that, I don't think...
No. Don't do Today. I do say sure. You'll do it any time if you want to do it in the evening.
I did get it up to the Hill today, and I made a few calls. And
did you?
Yeah, sort of tried to stiffen the backs of a few of our stalwarts. It'll happen, Mr. President. They're going to sense the feeling around the country. My God, my office today it was really hard to get a telephone call in because I was getting so many calls. And
good.
It's a political. It's an intuitive political feeling, but I just think that it's going to swing around in the country.
It may. Yeah.
I just think it has to.
There
isn't. When you stop and think about it, assuming the worst of everything, assuming John Mitchell ordered the goddamn Watergate, assuming it was a stupid invasion of the Democratic National Committee, burglary.
Yep.
Assuming all of those things, and then assuming that nobody came forward to...
And then and the cover-up, of course, is the tough one.
Well, but even so, I mean, as long as you're not involved in it, I mean, hell, it doesn't matter what happens to you with it.
Well, Dean will try to claim I was, you know, because of the fact that on the 21st he did raise the point of, you know, that Bittman was blackmailing us. But on the other hand, Bittman, I think, would stand up on that one, don't you think?
Oh,
so?
Oh, hell yes. I've talked to him. He's no question.
What's he? He's not going to say he's paid off, is he?
No, sir. And as a matter of fact, he is very strong. You know, the one meeting I had with Bittman, I said to him, you plead your client's case any way you think you should. And,
right.
He remembers that. And
the thing is that Dean, you know, raised the point that Bittman wanted $120,000, and that's what he told me on the 21st. And the question is whether or not he got it. I don't know.
I don't have any way of knowing whether he did or didn't. I don't think Bittman ever did that. I think that's... See, Dean was getting a lot of information secondhand, and I think he was getting pressures from people at the committee. Dean has lost his credibility. Ever since you and I talked...
They're trying to build him up, though, a little, you know. We mustn't let him be a martyr here.
Well,
because they realize the Times and the Post that he is there... Cox and Irvin that he's their star witness, and so they want to build him up, don't they?
Yes, but I don't think they can do it, Mr. President. I talked to some of my war partners this afternoon and asked them what they thought of him. They just said he lost all of his credibility, that anybody who's bargaining for immunity, and I reread the transcript of the Howard Smith interview, I didn't stick it to him. And that's the one point I stuck into anybody. I tried not to point anything.
Yeah.
A man loses his credibility. There's been a lot written about how John Dean does not want to go to jail because
he will make some pretty outrageous charges, you know, and there's no one that can counteract them because they were in meetings with me that I cannot answer. You see, that's the problem.
Well, I think you may have to at some point give a blanket answer that... Just a blanket...
Denial.
Denial, sure. And, of course, the other question, which I think any fair-minded person would ask, is if Dean said all these things to you, why didn't he say them to other people? I mean, Dean puts himself in a very bad position if he contends that he...
He was our counsel. He was the one that was supposed to be... He was in contact with the U.S. attorney and the rest, and I assumed he was telling them everything.
That's right. Of course, I'm not so certain they'll give him immunity because I...
Really?
Oh, no. I'm not so certain at all. The present prosecutors, you know, Silbert and Glanzer, the fellows down at the U.S. attorney's office, they just ate his guts because they...
Well, I suppose Cox would want to because Cox has got... He's got to have him to make his case against the president. That's all Cox is interested in.
Yeah, that's why he came down here. That's the only reason you get Archie Cox to...
Yeah.
To come here. He gets you...
They are... Cox, as you know, probably would guess, is now trying to make a big issue out of the papers. He wants to paw through all the papers, the president's papers, and I can't let that happen.
No, you cannot.
Yet the people, I saw Bryce tonight. Bryce said that's a terribly tough issue because the people say the president's covering up if he doesn't let people paw through his paper. I don't know.
Well, I don't agree with Bryce on that. Bryce is too close to Washington on that issue. The public knows the presidential papers there has to be some confidentiality. My God, you can't take the presidency of the United States and just open it wide.
Otherwise, the president can't talk to anybody.
Of course. I don't think that's...
We shall see.
Wrong on that. You know, Bryce tends to be overly sensitive sometimes to
the Washington
issues. He really does. And I have, of course, tremendous respect for Bryce. But
yeah, we got to get that point of view, yeah.
But he does, yeah, and he overreacts to the congressional sentiment. And he views it the way congressmen would view it, and congressmen will say, well, that's a cover-up. Well, let him say it. I don't think the public thinks that. Frankly, I don't think they want a Harvard Law School professor coming down rummaging through the papers of the President of the United States. I'm not unhappy that Elliot picked a Harvard Law School professor because in our constituency.
The thing that Elliot did there in making up this fellow's mandate, in effect, this fellow's making a great deal out of it, said that he could look into allegations against the president. Well, of course, that should never have been in there. Nobody can look into allegations against the president except the Senate.
That's right.
Nobody.
That's right.
And that's a constitutional problem.
Did you see the thing that people are not, and Bryce is not taking this into account, I don't think. The thing that people are not taking into account is that the public doesn't want to put the president on trial. They want to hear that the president was involved in this. And they're... At this point in time, Mr. President, people have just totally lost track of the charge, the countercharge, Sally Harmony did this with a shredding machine. It really has just gone, in my view at least,
you're right.
A hell of a lot of people I talk to, into such absurd detail that I just don't think the public can follow it, and I don't think they want to follow it. I'm not deluding myself into thinking that it isn't a big issue. I'm sure it's a big issue because you can't have it on the front pages every day, and you can't have
it on the networks.
And uncertainty in the country. But the fundamental question that the country must come to grips with, and Irvin is going to have to do this, and Cox is going to have to do it, is, was the President of the United States involved in the Watergate? Was he involved in the cover-up? And that answer, when that is resoundingly given, is going to end this thing. I mean,
well, it'd of course be John Dean's word against it, a lot of other people's, I guess.
Yeah, but John Dean, Mike, God, I just think he, number one, he's lost his credibility. Number two, he's not really a very persuasive fellow. The articles that have been written, you know, that he's obsessed with the thought of going to jail because he's such a good-looking fellow that all the people in jail will go after him. Well, now, that really does it. That does a devastating thing to
him. Of course, his people are trying to build up in the Times and Post-Tribune up the guy. He's a real hero because he wants to tell the truth and uncover this whole thing, the cancer in the heart of the presidency and so forth. What's your answer to that?
My answer to that is that he has 10 months in which he could have at any point come forward and told you things that would have caused you to act immediately. There is a participant in the cover-up. There's one man who at least knew in advance, or apparently knew in advance, and
certainly knew afterwards.
And certainly knew afterwards, and masterminded it, and told people to perjure themselves. And the information that I've given to the U.S. Attorney kind of sticks it to him in a couple of places where he told me to destroy memos, which I did not destroy. Dean can be had. When it's a frontal confrontation, we can do quite a job on John Dean.
Not yet, but a little later.
No, not till the immunity question is settled. But at the right point, if
the immunity question apparently is going to be settled, they say even the middle of next week, because the Senate may call him then.
That's right, and that would force the hand if they try to call him by the 12th. Although at the rate they're going, I just don't see how they'll get to him. But the immunity question may be settled then. The prosecutors are going to be very, very reluctant to grant immunity.
You really think they are?
Yes, sir. I do. Cox may not, and
yeah.
It may cause the prosecutors to resign, as a matter of fact, because they're right on the edge of that right now. They think Cox is...
Oh, are they?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're interesting fellows.
I don't know either one.
Well, I've not...
Landry and Shapiro.
I've not been...
Not Shapiro, but...
Silbert,
yeah.
I have not been before the grand jury, but I have been down a number of times as a witness and providing information that was helpful to them and providing information, frankly, that I think clears you of, leaves no doubt that you were not involved. And they've been damn decent about it. They've been
thinking. Do you think they think I was involved?
No, sir. No.
Or they may be just pulling your leg, though.
No, I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I've had some long conversations with them. I don't think they... I think they're convinced you were not. And they were... That story that the Washington Post ran, you know, that said that they wanted to call you, that was just fabricated, totally fabricated.
Yeah. Out of Cox's office, I'm sure.
I think out of Cox's office or someone in the Justice Department who's feeding out information. But not out of those guys. They had a pretty decent attitude towards it. And I think they would quit if Cox granted immunity. They just think that Dean... Well, of course, Dean took them to the cleaners because he was held...
Look, Dean withheld it from them, Chuck, for months.
Sure.
And if, frankly, they give him immunity, he's going to rat on them, too.
That's right.
And he'll rat on Henry Peterson, too.
That's right. Well, the thing about Dean is that he played a very cute game, and I guess he thought he was doing the right thing. I think, as Howard Smith asked me, in European countries, that people try to protect their superiors by not giving them information. Well, Dean played it. Maybe he was well-intentioned.
We don't know. He may have been.
I can't fool a man at this point. But he certainly withheld stuff. I mean, there were questions he asked me, and I never knew why he was asking them. Now I do, of course. But he played a very cute game, and now for him to be trying to hold a dagger to your heart, I just think it's a very despicable.
Oh, unbelievably despicable, but.
But obviously, so do the American people, Mr. President.
If we can, we'll have to handle that when it comes. But if they don't give him immunity, he'll never talk, in my opinion.
Oh, he can't. Good God, if they don't give him immunity, he's got the Fifth Amendment and the silence, and that's his only hope. And then bargain on a plea, which he's not been willing to do so far. But he might if he gets turned down on immunity. But the significant thing, in my view, Mr. President, the press constantly underestimate the intelligence of the American people. I talked to Lou Harris today, who called. Very
good.
Said the people. He said the people are, you know, they really see through a lot of this. But he said that awful lot of it. And of course, Semlinger's always held that theory that a whole lot more sense, basic instincts of the American people are better than the press ever give them credit for. I don't think a guy like Dean can sell it. I just don't. And especially if he opens up. The defense has to be what Bob and John and I can say. And at that point, if he tries, well, I think that's where we have to.
It seems to me at this point that I understand that Maury Staines has said he won't testify.
Right.
And he shouldn't. And I don't think Mitchell will. Do you agree?
No, Mitchell can't testify.
I mean, he can't. He's already indicted. What the heck? Why should he?
Can't testify.
Yeah.
I would hope they would get to me very quickly. I would.
Yeah.
I would be delighted to to get up there, and but the, and of course I've asked him, but the I asked him last week when I thought maybe I could get up and clear the air in a hurry, but they're not eager to have me up there. They're not.
No, they want to diddle this thing along and build the case and all that sort of thing, and but I don't know.
Well, that's the game. But I just wonder how long they can. It's the dime novel business. You're gonna fascinate some people with it, but a very small percentage of people.
Interesting. It's so difficult to get our congressmen and senators to stand up. I guess they're just not sure, isn't that their problem?
Yes, they're not sure. That's right. It may be in the next couple of days that we can get some of them going. As I say, Max Friedersdorf was up working hard on his side this afternoon, and he said it, you know, this gave him something to work with. Well, I think we got to do that.
Yeah.
Our people may come around. I made a few calls this afternoon and hopefully got a few back stiffened. I think if it begins to build, you know, and Hugh Scott did a marvelous job yesterday.
Yes, I know.
That was damn good. If it begins to build, it could catch hold. If the timing is right, if the people have had enough of it, and the public really they are concerned about other issues.
I know.
I talked to Bradshaw.
Dave Bradshaw, yeah.
All around the country, and watched the thing last night, and he just said, this is what people want, and if they just hear a little bit of this, you'll build a momentum the other way. You'll build a momentum of people saying, God, stop picking on the president. Stop trying to get the president.
It should be that very simple line. They're trying to get the president.
That's right.
These people that were all from McGovern.
That's right.
Cox was from McGovern, of course, and
sure.
And Dash was.
Well, and of course, the Post and the Times.
Oh, of course, and the networks.
It's a vicious business. It really is. They're defying what 62% of the American people expressed a very clear mandate for. It's an unprecedented situation. I think it's tragic that they ever got the momentum that they got. I guess there wasn't any way to stop it.
No, there wasn't really. Because basically, let's face it, there was a cover-up, Chuck. We know that now, you know.
That's right.
And, That's the sad part about it.
Yeah, but even that, Mr. President, my God, do you remember when Lyndon Johnson sent Abe Fortas off to all the newspapers to suppress the Walter Jenkins story?
Sure, I know.
That's not unprecedented. I think what is unprecedented is the ganging up of the press and the Democrats, and frankly, some of our own people.
Sure.
Who saw this as an opportunity to prevent you from doing in the next 4 years what they knew that you had an enormous mandate to do. And it's a very, obviously very selfish, very determined effort.
It's the lips, let's face it.
Yeah, it is. It's extreme. Both, I must say. I've forgotten who it was. Somebody called me today and said that Percy had seen my thing last night and found it the most persuasive thing he'd seen yet and was very impressed with it. I've forgotten who the hell it was called me. I don't believe him. But there, no, it's an attempt to frustrate you from doing what the people want you to do, and that's the great tragedy of it, that we mustn't let them succeed. That's why you've...
Well, that's why we have to fight it through, right?
We'll fight it through, and we'll beat them. I just have a feeling in my, let's say, my political stomach at the moment that if we pound back a little bit hard, I think we may, I think they may have reached too far. I really do. And the people I normally go to get reactions, sure as the dickens feel that way. We just have to...
Well, you did a good job, and I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Very, very thoughtful.